We get things rolling by welcoming into the show documentary filmmaker. If you saw the terrific documentary Vanishing of the Bees, she's also a writer and the owner of The Honey Colony, Miriam Hanin, joining us here on Downtown. Miriam, thanks so much for being with us.
Howdy. Glad to be here.
We want to talk
rock and roll.
Yeah, we want to talk about self-healing, and part of this is based on the journey you had and getting a diagnosis that was certainly not encouraging of both an autoimmune disease and fibromyalgia, and being told by the doctors that you'd have to rely on drugs and other extreme measures, but you decided to take matters into your own hands.
Yes, so I'm today a functional medicine coach, and I have managed to reverse my lupus and fibromyalgia, which ironically occurred after making the documentary film Vanishing of the Bees while I was at an environmental film festival in the Dominican Republic. I was exposed to a pesticide spray. Ironically, someone was fumigating between two buildings. And I thought it was a leaf blower, went outside to tell them to turn it off. They turned around. They were wearing a mask. It was windy. I was not. I inhaled God knows what. And several months later, when I returned to America, I lost all my strength. I'm quite physical and wasn't able to go up a flight of stairs without being in tremendous pain. Went to check, thinking it was my thyroid, and was diagnosed and given steroids, Cymbalta, which is an antidepressant, and prednisone, which is a steroid, and said no thank you, and spent 6 years hacking my condition and have managed to bring down my ANA levels and don't have any symptoms of autoimmunity, and now helping other women and men empower themselves and take back their health.
And one of the first steps, as you suggest, is to connect the dots. What do you mean by that?
Well, I use my investigative skills to connect the dots because Western medicine is quite myopic and compartmentalizes body parts. So, for instance, someone might have an autoimmune condition because they have Epstein-Barr virus or because they've been exposed to, they have a high chemical body burden. There are different, every human being from a functional medicine point of view should be treated as just that. So connecting the dots, looking at the patient and seeing, did you grow up taking antibiotics? Maybe you were exposed to mold. Maybe doctors don't check for Epstein-Barr virus. They don't make the connection that that can turn into an autoimmune. Today, one in every two people has a chronic illness. Connecting the dots is also looking at the health of the gut. We're learning today that health starts in the gut, the biome. We are more bacteria than we are human cells. That should be noted. So because of the food that we eat today, our guts are compromised. There's gut dysbiosis. And if you have a compromised gut, chances are you're not working at full capacity in your noggin. That's what I mean.
There's no question about that. You were told, as so many people are, that your body is attacking itself. But as you learned in your journey, your body's doing what it's supposed to do.
Exactly. Also, we are 95% of us, we're run by 95% of our subconscious. So if we hold horrible beliefs such as my body is attacking itself, well, that means you can't trust your body. If you can't trust your body, who can you trust? So deleting that belief in itself is part of the journey, and not taking no for an answer. I believe that Western medicine, these are labels. There's so many different types of autoimmune, and they don't really know the cause, and so they send you on your way with drugs and a negative diagnosis.
We're talking with Miriam Hanin here on Downtown. Well, you mentioned you were prescribed some pretty tough steroids. Prednisone, I've taken that before, and wow, that can do a number on you. But you say one of the first steps is to use food, that diet is so extremely important, and eating the right thing, and whether it is combating disease or whether it's taking care of gut health, that begins with what you eat.
Absolutely. Food is thy medicine, and there's a lot of misinformation on what to eat or what not to eat. And, you know, rather than pit one person against the other because, oh, I'm a vegan, and it's almost kind of religious, we need to agree that the problem is modern agriculture, that the onset of what we're seeing today started with all these monocultures and all these chemicals. That is not a natural way. That is not, like Michael Pollan says, nature doesn't put all her eggs in one basket. So food is thy medicine, and I deal with sick people on a daily basis who want to know, well, you know, for instance, I sell CBD oil. Will this help with whatever the case is? And yes, it will, but if you're chowing down on fried chicken, if you're eating an inflammatory diet, you're not going to maximize the benefits of CBD oil. It starts with the food, and that is what people have the most difficulty adjusting, because they want their comfort food. It's emotional satisfaction or whatever. But if you look at what it is they're eating and the quality, that's what's important, rather than vilify someone because they eat meat. For instance, there's a very, I think, irresponsible documentary called What the Health, and they're not making any distinction between factory farm full of antibiotics and hormones versus, let's say, a biodynamic farmer, and having reverence for the meat that you are consuming, because some people, such as I have so many different sensitivities that I do not eat gluten. I don't eat grains today. I'm following a ketogenic diet, which has really helped me on several levels. And so every person needs to do what's best for them. Some, for instance, people might react negatively to vegetables because vegetables have lectins. Lectins are the plant's own way of warding off insects, for instance, and these are inflammatory. So again, we have to look at every person as an individual.
I think that's great advice there. And a lot of people believe, well, I'll start by eating healthy and I'll lean heavily on fruits and vegetables. And that's a great idea. But Mariam, you point out that that's not enough. You need to also understand where those fruits and vegetables came from, how they were grown, and make sure that you're not just taking in a lot of pesticides.
Absolutely. I mean, I live part of the year in Greece, and there's a notion that the food there is clean, but you know, I was looking at a head of broccoli, and 13 different herbicides or fungicides or chemical or pesticides can be sprayed a mixture on broccoli. So that's not necessarily healthy, right? Again, going back to eat clean food locally. I also spent some time with the producers of a 9-part series called the Human Longevity Project. So I was studying blue zones and longevity. And again, eating locally, they did not have this influx of processed foods. And in fact, blue zones are themselves dying out because of the Western world making its mark, and the allure of, you know, Western foods like Doritos or whatever. But it's pretty much crap. If you look at the ingredients and you can't pronounce it, you're not going to be able to digest it.
Well, an absolute key that you write about, and also comes up a lot in the Blue Zones research too, is finding a way to cut stress in your life. We know what that can do for people, both in terms of longevity, but just in terms of being healthy in the here and now. What are some really good ways to cut the stress out of your life?
Well, that's a really good question. I've been combating immense stress because of the politics of CBD oil and what I have gone through my company and personally, and really realizing how negative, I don't know how we escape that in our society. going to an island like Ikaria in Greece. They don't know stress. They don't chase money. They have a strong sense of community. They do things deliberately, slowly. I mean, I think being mindful, meditating, making the time to meditate, and being conscious of it, that stress can wreak havoc on our adrenals, on our cortisol levels, can actually help us, you know, gain weight. It's not to be underestimated. I don't know how to undo the society today. People live in a hamster wheel, and they're just, you know, stressed out.
Well, it's important also to find quality, non-biased information. And to do that, you've got to combat a pretty strong propaganda campaign from Big Pharma.
Yes. I mean, there's a lot of misinformation out there. And I can say a lot about that. I mean, yes, Big Pharma keeps people on the treadmill of sickness. I can say that I have a lot of customers, clients, that we have to work on undoing, getting them off of, you know, like, you're going to take this medication and then you'll take this medication to offset those side effects of that medication. It's like, then we have to work on getting them off the meds slowly and responsibly. I have all sorts, but yes, I also see in the mainstream today misinformation, people regurgitating, you know, nutritional info like circa 1985. We've come a long way, and I am so grateful and honored to be part of the functional medicine community that is really on the cutting edge of what's happening. So many exciting things, but definitely longevity and health extends beyond medical advancements. And we don't talk about the FDA-related deaths that occur, the lawsuits, so forth, from, you know, legal, quote-unquote, prescription drugs.
I think it's important work you're doing. If you'd like more information, you can visit Miriam's website at honeycolony.com. Miriam Hanin, thank you so much for the work you're doing, and thanks for making time for us this afternoon.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on the show.